I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Unseen Needs bookend our broadcast today. First, a new U.S. report shows suicide is up 139% in Native American women and 71% in Native American men. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says Native people often face life's challenges without the hope of Christ.
Only 4% know Christ after 400 years. That is one of the Great Commission tragedies. I've been on about 100 reservations, and we've been in Canada and Alaska and all over the continental U.S. And wherever you go, it's true. Jesus is perceived to be the white man's God. Why would they believe that? Well, tragically, his name has been associated with so many of the things that they've lost.
And deaf people around the world use more than 400 distinct sign languages. Not one of them has a complete Bible. Earlier this year at the Passion Conference, college kids raised nearly $450,000 to fund sign language Bible translation. Today, Chantel Pagan tells us Deaf Bible Society is putting those gifts to good use.
We will have over 544 deaf leaders trained and engaged with Scripture this year. And for every language that they sponsored, we'll have 1,000 devices, whatever fits that community best, distributed amongst their people groups. We're really, really looking forward to seeing not only that come to fruition, but that being a springboard to get more people excited about what God is doing to see deaf people reached with His Word.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book, Tears of Gold. It's the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.